Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Rumors Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
You're so good at that now.
I know, I fucked up on the last episode.
Oh, well then you're not.
Because I like had to burp and like it just cut me off.
Oh yeah.
But
you should just burp every time and get good at burping on command.
I've never been that person. Sarah can burp better than I can. Like she's got like a very...
Same with Sophia.
Yeah, she's got such a manly burp. I know. Mom's got a really big one too. Are we dating our mother?
I don't want to think about that right now.
We got plenty of time codes and stuff in the description for our different segments, but we start with one in particular, Nathan. And which one is that?
Is that the news, Daniel?
No, we start with Back Matter Matters. We're going right. Backwards.
Yeah, skip. We should do an episode backwards. And then go from like...
Oh, we do our pull list.
Pull list, back matter.
We look at the back matter before we read the book.
And then the last issue, and we're going backwards to the first issue.
I'm sure there's a comic that's come out like that.
Like it probably like a Tom King book somewhere.
Oh, maybe.
That came out like that.
Anyway.
Yeah, the news.
Nathan.
What's up?
Lee Jung Jae, the actor from Squid Game.
Oh, he's going to be in a Star Wars thing.
Yeah, he's cast as the lead in The Acolyte, which is a Star Wars series. I had to read that a couple times to like try and figure out how to pronounce it correctly.
Lee Jung Jae or The Acolyte?
Acolyte.
You know, you've never read that word before?
No. What does acolyte mean, Nathan?
I don't know, but I've read that word. It? In a book?
Yeah, you read
books? You ever heard of it? Yeah.
You think so?
Every week.
Oh, yeah. What book? Name a book.
Afra. Dr. Afra.
With, no, no pictures.
Oh, no picture book?
Yeah.
No.
I don't. Okay. So, that's cool. I guess it'll come at some point, and I like him. I feel like he could be in a Star Wars thing.
Yeah. Daniel, it's finally come. Every single comic book, every single person that reads comic books was foaming at the mouth for this. Okay. But there's a spinoff series for the Image series Geiger coming out called Junkyard Joe.
Okay. That was on my sub-segment of, did we know this?
No, but it's still a Jeff Johns and Gary Frank book coming out about Junkyard Joe.
October 5th?
October 5th.
He seems fun.
He does actually seem kind of fun. I'm not going to lie.
I have to read Geiger to figure out who this Junkyard Joe is.
I read the first three issues. I have no idea who Junkyard Joe is. So.
Okay.
So I don't think he showed up in those three issues. But
I saw this fake tweet from The Rock where he's like giving condolences to the royal family.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say.
And then at the end of the tweet, he's like, new Black Adam trailer coming again.
I couldn't tell if that was like for real or not.
It
because
seemed
people memed so hard so on the real. Queen dying. Yeah. I was like, I almost...
It's not hard to just put something fake under someone's
I know it's
account,
not, but it was also like, because of how hard everybody was joking about the queen dying, I could like almost believe that The Rock would do that just for like...
And how much he's pushing Black Adam right now?
Yeah.
Because he wants it to be his life now.
Yeah, he really wants it to succeed. I don't know. He must have like a crazy contract on the success of this movie.
He needs like three or four movies or something in his contract, I think. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's wild.
Nathan, sad news.
The queen died.
That's not comic book news.
Yeah, that's true.
Prime has canceled Paper Girls.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Guess they're going to still shop it around like all the other BKV shows. But
nothing's happened yet to Why the Last Man.
Yeah. So
that I know of. So.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I just don't think that people wanted to give it much of a chance. I didn't think the first episode was great, though. So
not a great first episode.
I think that might have thrown a lot of people way off.
It's a bit of a chore to get through the rest of it, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think a second season would only be better.
Yeah, I think it would be warranted.
That book, like, it just keeps, like, escalating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, I gotta do this. Escalating. It's better and better. It gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. And, you know... This just kind of sucks. You didn't get to go. We're only like right here, you know?
Yeah.
On the craziness scale.
So, yeah, big bummer.
Yeah. Maybe Saga will get a second season.
Do you think Saga will? It has to be, right? Eventually.
Adapted.
I know that, like, the point of it kind of was that it's just supposed to be a crazy comic or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think he'd shop around the option, you know.
I but think if this someone is the only... came to him with the right, like the right deal, I think he'd go for it.
It's like you can write it, you can make all the decisions, unlimited budget.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think that's what
it is. If it has like a Sandman level budget, yeah. I think it could work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And look as good as Sandman.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like setting wise, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, or if they just do something animated that's like super true to the comic, that'd be dope. Like I'd watch it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't see animated for some reason. Even though it's a comic book, I feel like if they're going to adapt it, they would have to go live action.
Maybe.
But, Daniel, this December, the two most famous clones of the Marvel Universe are going to team up for an event. And it's going to be Ben Reilly and Madeline Pryor.
Who's Madeline Pryor?
I don't know. But she's one of the two most famous wronged clones of the Marvel Universe. But they're teaming up, and it's going to be a Spider-Man and the X-Men into a spiral called Dark Web.
So, wait, is that X2 or
X-23? No, not. Madeline Pryor is not X-23.
Okay. Do you want to look up who that is? Wait, yeah. did Marvel advertise it as
Spider-Girl, technically?
Did Marvel advertise it as, like, the most famous...
It said...
Blah, blah, blah.
The two most famous wronged clones of the Marvel Universe will team up to take back what's theirs.
Oh, not just clones, but wronged clones.
Wronged clones.
Yeah.
So they really filtered down, like, this category.
Are there any more wronged clones? Because I think that's all of them.
I think that is all of them. So Madeline Pryor... Hold on. Who is this? Originally the love interest and the first wife of X-Men leader Cyclops. So
she's a clone of Madeline Pryor? Is she just a clone of a normal
what
person?
Is she? Who is she? I'm looking up her wiki now. A simple Google search did not suffice.
Yeah, didn't give you a summary of the info you needed?
No, it didn't, because I don't think Google knows.
Gotta use Bing, Nathan. Like you Microsoft boys.
I just tried going into a Marvel wiki and it says permission denied. So she's a clone. Certain memories that Madeline believed were her own were actually from Jean's past. They were transferred to Madeline's mind when the Phoenix Force found her. So she's just like a confusing X-Men, just like how Ben Reilly is a confusing Spider-Man.
Huh.
So,
okay.
Are you excited for that, Daniel?
I'm stoked.
Because there's going to be like a million tie-ins. So that's fun.
I hardly have compassion for like Ben Reilly. So.
It's funny because Gold Goblin number 2 is a tie-in for this book.
So it hasn't even started anything.
It hasn't even started.
Golden Goblin has its own series?
Yeah. That was that one where like the Green Goblin turns good.
Oh, I thought
it's like
just...
its own series.
Okay. I thought he was just in Spider-Man or something.
And he gets one issue, and then the next issue is immediately an event tie-in. Mm. So that book is literally a train wreck to me.
It's like the U.S. Avengers.
I almost want to buy it now, because I'm like, there's no way that this could be anything other than dog shit, and I kind of want to pick it up now.
Yeah, so at least if someone asks, what's the worst book you have, you can pull it out.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Should we get into D23 news, Nathan?
Yeah, let's do it. Real quick, Marvel Games, upcoming projects in development. Black Panther and Captain America is a weird one.
That'd be cool.
There's an Iron Man game in development.
So I don't get why they like narrow it down to two characters and you can just play as those two characters.
But there's also a Black Panther game coming out.
Like singular Black Panther, not anyone else.
Like in the upcoming projects in development, there's Black Panther and Captain America, and then there's also a separate Black Panther one.
And you said Iron Man?
There's an Iron Man one, there's a Wolverine one, and then Midnight Suns, which you already know about.
I feel like... I don't know. When you, in like an Avengers game or something, I imagine you could be any of them. Why like narrow it down to two? Can you just be Captain America in that one?
In the Avengers game?
Yeah.
No, part of the narrative is that they force you to be different people in like different situations. So there's like one level where you're like Kamala Khan and like the Hulk and they're like teaming up.
Right. See, that's cool. I don't know. It seems like weird to base a whole game around two people.
You know? You would think it would be better if it was everybody, but then they came out with Marvel's The Avengers and it was bad. And so they're like, well, let's just try one person.
It's not because you could play as everybody.
Yeah. No, they just messed it up and they don't know EA doesn't really know how to make a good game.
Lego Marvel, you could be everyone.
Lego Marvel, you know? 1 is like a top 10 gaming experience for me. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, I think is what it was. But that game is great. Yeah. I 100%ed it. I got Deadpool at the end.
Wow. You have to 100% it to get Deadpool?
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
Oh, that's fucked.
It's not even like worth it.
Not even worth it.
But like, it was just fun getting all the characters. And like, I learned about characters that way, you know? I'm like, who the hell is Absorbing Man? But I want him, you know?
Yeah.
I almost want to go back and see, like, do I know everybody in this game now? Because I've learned a lot about dumb Marvel characters.
We could have a whole extra bonus episode where it's like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Of just like Lego Marvel games. But anyway, so those are the ones that were talked about during D23.
Okay. We got a Mando trailer.
Looks pretty good. He's going to Mandalore and he's like, you're coming with me.
Yeah. We got a Werewolf by Night trailer.
I'm really excited about this.
So we learned about this like last year and we kind of thought it was coming that October.
Yes.
But now it is here coming out in October.
Correct.
So we should probably...
Looks great.
Should probably read...
I loved looking at the comments for this because people were so confused and they're like, this doesn't look like a Marvel thing. And I'm like, that's the point, you know?
I didn't realize this was like a Marvel property because it looks like one of those like super old Tales from the Crypt like kind of
like,
comics.
That's kind of what it is, yeah. Okay. But there's main thing in the trailer somewhere.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about. I think that'd be really cool. I don't think it'll be a big part. I'm just.
You're excited about Man Thing,
kind of, because like that's so weird. You know,
it's weird.
It's so I just kind of want to see.
Because I don't think Man Thing's anyone's favorite Marvel character. You know,
I bet you it is somebody's. R.L. Stein wrote a Man Thing series.
Yeah, and you read it and you didn't like it,
and it was fucking awful. But people like R.L. Stein, so
yeah, it was the name that sold it. Yeah. But anyway, that'll be weird. Is that like a series or a
It's like a show.
Show? Okay.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting. There's actually a Werewolf by Night Marvel Max series.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I like looked into this. I'm like, can we read this?
You're like, what are we going to read for this?
Yeah. We have to read something for this. So we might have to do it for like one of our spooky episodes.
Yeah.
But
I'm down. Secret Invasion trailer.
Yeah.
Looks great.
This might be like the best Marvel show.
That's what I'm saying. You weren't excited for it.
Nope, I'm excited now.
I know. It's a good...
Nick Fury,
a great idea.
Looks so good without the eye patch. I don't know why he wears it. He just doesn't have a pupil, you know?
Didn't he get an eye for some reason? Oh. No, we don't know what happened, why he has an eye now, right?
Oh, wait, no, because he took his eye patch off, and it was, like, empty, I think.
I can't remember.
In Avengers Age of Ultron.
I think it's unexplained why he has two eyes now.
Okay, yeah, we'll just get over it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not much of a... That much of an MCU like historian, but
Nathan, Tim Blake Nelson returning as the Green Sinestro.
What?
Tim Blake Nelson.
Oh, leader?
The leader, yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then Carl Lumbly returns as Isaiah Bradley in Captain America New World Order. That's pretty cool.
Who?
He's that like old guy in Falcon and Winter Soldier
that was
forced to take Super Soldier Serum.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used him for something not very good. I can't remember what it was, but I was like, that's fucked up.
It's bad news.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's like some Star Wars shorts. Like
Visions 2 was announced.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
Did it say when?
No.
Oh. Well, there's some other like Clone Wars-esque anthology series.
Oh, I did see that.
Tales of the Star Wars or something?
Something like that. I don't think that's what it was called. But it's not a good title, but...
Tales of the Star Wars.
Tales of the Star Wars things.
Yeah, Star Wars, the Tales.
I don't know. I think they announced like a third Spider-Verse movie called Beyond the Spider-Verse.
So I thought we already knew that.
We might have already known that, but...
And then Charlie Cox confirms that the upcoming Daredevil Born Again show is a reboot and not a season 4.
He seems real excited about it, though.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah.
If he wants to have a season 2, he's got to be. I'm
curious how they're going to do that, then.
Same.
Because it's like... Because Kingpin...
Maybe they'll recast like the little characters, like recast Foggy or something. Or
they'll I like that Foggy, though.
Or they'll
not
just,
a lot of people did.
Maybe they'll just retell...
Did you like that Foggy?
I love that Foggy.
Okay, cool.
He got annoying, but... Good Foggy.
He always is. That's the character. Yeah, I'm interested to see how they approach that because I thought at least that Kingpin when he showed up in Hawkeye, was like the Kingpin that we know and love.
Right.
So I don't know. But
maybe they're just going to re-explore characters and things like that. And, you know, the problems that he has with Kingpin, they'll just do that again, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We got another Substack thing. I know that slowed down for a little bit, but Matthew Rosenberg is teaming up with Jordi Belair, Tyler Boss, Joshua Hickson, Hassan Otsmane Elhau, Juan Ferreira, and a couple other people to make creator-owned comics via Substack. So that's kind of cool. I like a lot of those people.
So it's a Substack with all of them on it.
I guess
is it one those book?
People are confirmed to be on whatever books they're made. I think it's separate series.
Okay.
But so Matthew Rosenberg tends to put in a lot of work for comics, like he did with What's the Furthest Place from Here? And he's like, let me just publish a vinyl with this, you know?
Right.
So I think that he'll do good with this.
So he's just going to have like his own, he's going to have like the Netflix of Substack.
I think
so. And like having like a bunch of different options with a bunch of different people.
Yeah, I think that's the idea.
The new Comixology will just be Matthew Rosenberg's Substack.
I hope so. And I think that's all the news I had.
Same. Perfect.
All right, Dana, what did we read this week?
We read Dr. Aphra, Nathan.
Uh-huh.
Who is Dr. Aphra?
A doctor. She's Star Wars Indiana Jones, Daniel.
She sure is. This is a cool book because this is a character that was created in the comics in the Kieran Gillen Darth Vader run.
Yep.
And then just got like her own series, which is fun.
I think it's the only time that's happened.
There's
where a character was created in comics that then got their own comic book series.
I think there's a character called like Canon or something.
Okay.
But maybe that he was made in Clone Wars and then got a comic. But I could not be wrong.
Sure.
I'll look it up later. This trade is called Aphra. Which is
not very creative.
Not very creative. I could have thought of like six other things that would be better. Writer, Kieran Gillen. Penciler, Kev Walker. Inkers, Kev Walker and Mark Deering. Color artist, Antonio Fabella. Kev Walker is the man.
He's great.
I love Kev Walker's
stuff. Yeah, he's got a really good sense of storytelling.
I don't know if I've read anything from him, but
he sounds super familiar. I want to look him up.
Right, yeah. I like was reading this. I'm like, this is some good shit. Because Star Wars suffers from that thing where like it might be too photo referencey and also might be not photo referencey enough.
Yeah.
When it comes to drawing comics.
Yeah.
To where it's either like you trace something from the movies or you completely go from memory and it looks a little wonky, you know?
Yeah.
But I think this is like the perfect balance of that.
I agree. Yeah. Because when people do photo reference, you can tell and you're like, okay, that's Mark Hamill in this comic book now.
So right.
It's a bit weird, but.
But luckily this has the advantage of just having comics characters, basically. The only reference is maybe the C-3PO character.
Yeah, true.
But other than that, like it's all original characters.
Which I love.
Yeah.
He's been on a couple things.
Let's hear it.
He's on the Predator series with Ed Brisson right now.
Are you fucking kidding me? I bought that today. Okay. So, I was like, okay, that makes sense.
He's done like just a couple random things. Some Spider-Man.
Maybe Ed Brisson read Dr. Aphra. He's like, this guy's good.
Probably.
Wonder what he's doing.
Star Wars Dr. Aphra, Uncanny Inhumans for a little bit. Oh. Marvel Zombies 3 and 4.
There was four of those bitches?
There's a lot, dude.
I thought there was just two.
Dark Avengers, some Avengers Thunderbolts. He did a lot of Thunderbolts. So that's pretty cool.
Big Marvel boy.
Yeah. Annihilation Nova. I have that, actually. Good book, kind of. Judge Dredd.
So, nice. Yeah.
He's a great artist, though.
Can't wait to do Judge Dredd.
Hellblazer.
He did Hellblazer. Probably new Hellblazer.
Yeah. And Rogue Trooper.
What is that?
You don't know what Rogue Trooper is?
Don't act like you know.
I do know because they made a video game and it's really shitty, but it's kind of fun. But it's based off of a comic.
Okay.
So, but anyway, what did you think of this book?
You know, I was pleasantly surprised by this. I don't like Kieran Gillen. I just don't? The stuff that I've read from him, I just didn't jiggy with it. You know what I mean?
Didn't we read something from him that we enjoyed? Is he's not the Wicked and the Divine, is he?
He is the Wicked and Divine, isn't he?
I think so.
Okay, I liked that enough, but like I also haven't finished Wicked and Divine and haven't read anything past that. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I've read like some of his Darth Vader stuff. Didn't like that. I read some of his Star Wars stuff. Didn't like that. Just like, I'm not going to shit on him.
You're right. Here, okay. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like just the stuff that I've read, I wasn't like, this guy's great.
Uh-huh. I need to follow everything he does.
Yeah. He just like did a thing that's like acceptable, you know?
Sure.
But this, Nathan, his creator-owned stuff, really cool.
Yeah.
He created
creator-owned, but
he created or
created.
Original creator of this because he created a character from scratch and then also has like this group that follows with her. It was just like a fun like organic dynamic.
Yeah.
I think when he isn't working off of other stuff, he probably does really well, you know, because this was a lot of fun. It was like interesting. It was like a well-rounded story arc.
Mm-hmm.
The characters were all pretty likable. There was like a little bit of depth to some of them, which was cool. And just like concepts in the Star Wars universe that I just like haven't seen, which is really fun, you know?
Yeah. I did not like this book.
What?
I liked the idea of it and the characters, but that's it. I did not enjoy a single thing about this book, really.
You didn't enjoy
a single thing. I shouldn't say that. Kev Walker, obviously great. The first issue, I'm like, okay, I fuck with this. Everything after this, I was lost. I was confused.
Is that why you didn't like it?
I just didn't know what was going on half the time.
It's because you're tired, Nathan.
It's not because I'm tired. I understood everything. I even went through it like...
Then what didn't you understand?
What were they trying to do?
Find them. Find the people.
Find who, Daniel?
Find the...
Yeah, you have to go look, huh? Because okay. It's confusing and weird. No, who are those people?
It's just the name.
The Ordu?
Yeah, I wrote it down somewhere.
I think my problem is that it was...
The Ordu Aspectu.
Yes, and I think that's fine. I just didn't really know who they were. And then when they explained it, I was like, this gave me nothing. But what I do enjoy, and I wish was something that I enjoyed a lot more, is that I really like the idea of like a Star Wars, like Indiana Jones, like Dr. Aphra.
Yeah.
Like an archaeologist finding weird Star Wars shit and going on adventures finding weird Star Wars shit.
Yeah.
I loved the characters, like in her crew. Kersantan, obviously a daddy. We love Kersantan.
Absolutely.
We're Kersant stands here. And I enjoyed like the psychotic droids.
You make a shirt out of that.
I'm a Kersant stand.
No, just Kersant stand.
We're Kersant like, stands here.
Then a picture of him. Oh my God, that's the best thing you've ever
Are
said.
You writing it down? We wouldn't be able to sell it.
We're going to make millions.
We got to cut this out.
We just got to copyright Kersan Stan.
Kersan Stan, yeah.
And then we're
surely,
good.
Surely that's not been copyrighted yet.
You can get away with copyright as long as it's parody.
Okay, that's fair. All right, we're making shirts.
I took a business law class.
Okay,
anyway.
I love Kersantan, and I love the two droids that just want to murder people. I think that's really funny and fresh, right?
Yeah.
And I like the relationship between her and her dad.
So that was the part that I was kind of like, but it came around.
It did come around eventually, yeah. Because like, he's putting his life work into finding this thing to bring light back to the universe. But at the same time, he doesn't know what the fuck is going on in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, he has not seen a single thing regarding to the Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was both kind of funny, but doesn't make sense for his character. But... So I just got lost and I could never find my way back, especially when we got to the end and they find the thing that they're looking for. I don't know. It was just a little strange. But
so I like wrote down the things that I liked. So I kind of,
yeah,
we'll go through it.
But like, and
so this is based in between episode 3 and 4 where most things in Star Wars are based.
Everybody was like, we need more here in this section of Star Wars time.
That's make up stuff.
Yeah.
Should we read the scroll? At least the first one.
Sure, you can read it. I love that they do the scroll, by the way.
Oh, it's my favorite part. It's the best. It's a period of opportunity, Nathan. In a galaxy oppressed by the cruelty of Imperial forces, there is little hope for the future, Nathan.
Okay, pause. They should just say this is between episode 3 and episode 4, and that should be this whole scroll.
They always... No, is this between 3 and 4 or 4 and 5,
sorry,
actually?
Sorry, 4 and 5. Wait.
I said 3 and 4 on accident.
Isn't it between... Sorry. It's between... Yeah, 4 and 5. You're right. Okay. Sorry.
My bad.
I had a brain fart.
But normally they put something in these scrolls that make it like abundantly clear where it should be.
Yeah.
You can also look up a continuity timeline if you'd like.
But, I don't.
But for those used to operating on the fringes, there's much potential for profit. Rogue archaeologist Dr. Afra is no stranger to ask... Oh, fuck.
I'm going to read it.
No here. Stranger to risk in the pursuit of both credits and thrills, from her recent acquisition of a pair of homicidal droids to her ever-increasing debt to Wookiee warrior Black Chrysanthemum, and most of all, her secret work for Darth Vader, Imperial Enforcer and Dark Lord of the Sith.
So wait, she was introduced in Kieran Gillen's Darth Vader run, or
yes,
his Star Wars run?
Darth Vader.
Okay, continue.
Now having successfully faked her own death at Vader's hands, Afra is back to doing what she does best, locating and liberating rare artifacts, droid, and Wookiee companions by her side.
Yeah, so like the point of this book is that she's in a spot in her life where she has to repay some debts to people, and she does that by robbing archaeological things and getting some trinkets that are pretty expensive. So,
mm-hmm.
And she's going to sell those to pay off her debts, which I think is, again, a great idea.
Yeah.
But it starts off like...
She bought her ship, and I guess that's what she's trying to pay off.
To the gangster dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
It's called the Archangel 2, which is a name. Great name.
Yeah, better than Firefly or whatever the new Slave 1 is.
Fire Spray.
Gross.
Then you like Slave 1 better?
Yeah, much better. I hate liberal America, Daniel.
Yeah. I'm
too woke now in Star Wars.
Stop making... It's not woke wars, okay?
Like Star Woke. So in issue 1, like it starts off with this like Indiana Jones-ass like opening where a masked figure takes a thing out of another thing and a droid starts attacking him because he took the thing, right?
It's like some sort of jewel, and it looks like it's a big robot worm thing.
Yeah, and he starts like chasing after the guy. He just barely narrowly escapes, and you're like, oh, this must be Dr. Afra here. But no, Dr. Afra comes up, shoots that guy, and takes the artifact, which I think is great.
Yeah.
the sick, great opening scene.
Yeah, if you know nothing about this character, that's a great
it really introduction. It really is, because it's so funny. Can you imagine someone did that to Indiana Jones?
No. I bet Kieran Gillen wishes that had been Indiana Jones, and this is the closest he could get to it.
Yeah, but immediately I'm like, Kev Walker is fucking clean with it. Because like this sequence where he's like trying to run away from whatever this droid thing is, hops on his speeder, just narrowly makes it out. It looks great. So he's a great Star Wars artist. But back with her crew, she has like the two psychotic murdering droids.
She's got like a C-3PO and like a... RT unit? I don't know. Yeah. It's like R2.
BT.
But... Oh, BT?
His name's BT, and then the C-3PO is 000.
Right.
Sick name.
And they're both black.
They're both cool. Black because they're evil.
Yeah.
Or they like to kill.
Because black means evil.
Yeah, black means evil in Star Wars. And she assures... Oh, and then Chrysanthemum is there as well. Black Wookiee. Also evil Wookiee.
There's a lot of black in this book.
There is. I'm just now noticing that. And... Because I don't see color, Daniel. So Chrysanthemum... Oh, yeah, Chrysanthemum's there too.
I think she owes money to Chrysanthemum.
She does owe money to Chrysanthemum, which is why Chrysanthemum's like sticking around, because he's like, I just need to get my money. So, like, yeah. I'll protect you so that you can just pay me back and then I'll leave.
Right.
But Afra's approached by a gangster named Sue Tath. They autocorrected to Sue That. So I can see why.
You clearly mean that.
Yeah. And so he's like demanding payment because of the ship. And she assures him that her archaeological doctorate will give her tons of value when she sells this trinket, because if you don't have a doctorate and you try and sell somebody something, it has like no value, almost 0.2%. So she's like, I'm a smart doctor, I'm gonna sell this thing. So she goes to sell this thing, and she finds out that her doctorate has been revoked, and the person that revoked her doctorate was her father, who suspended it and also needs her help using the ability to recover that doctorate as leverage over her. But also, while she goes to try and sell this thing, the murder droids, I think it was 000, just murders that gangster that
Afra owes money to.
And so I'm like, just tell her, like, you're good now.
Yeah.
But he straight up like walks in and like poisons him with like a neurotoxin, and it makes it look like it was like a heart attack. So like these guys are hardcore. And it's just like a janky like little C-3PO robot that like runs around. And I so think, I like that a lot.
I think I read some Darth Vader or something where like Dr. Aphra and like these droids were in it, and I got to like see them for the first time. I'm like, all right, I know, I've heard of Dr. Aphra, and then I saw what their droids are like, and I'm like, these guys are like annoying, and like I don't know, I thought it was annoying at first. I'm like, this is like uncreative, it's kind of tacky, like it's trying too hard. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's whoever wrote that issue or whatever.
Wouldn't it be Kieran?
There's so many Darth Vader runs, dude.
Okay, gotcha.
But like this is like a much better representation of them, and they're very likable because it's like funny.
Yeah.
But
and like they're so dark, but he's so like C-3PO about it.
Yeah.
I think that part, like that juxtaposition of it is pretty funny. Because he just like murders him, and I think that that's fresh. But that's the end of that first issue pretty much. She's trying to sell this thing, she can't because her dad suspended it, and her dad needs her help for something, and she uses the doctorate thing as leverage.
Yeah.
And now we see there's like a 1.5 issue. It's like a 10 pager right after this first issue.
Yeah.
But it's not issue 2. But it's basically like a short story of Aphra in Star Wars University, whatever they're calling this, which is so weird to me. I've never thought about a school like in Star Wars.
University of Barleth.
Yeah. And like, obviously there would be schools in Star Wars, but I'm like, a university? Seems weird.
Yeah, because like there's got to be like engineers
for it totally makes sense. I've just never thought of it in my life.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is just strange that they have like a school system that mimics ours, you know?
I mean, there's like the Jedi schools and stuff.
Yeah, but those are like, it feels like they're being trained, you know? It's not really like a school. She's like trying to get her doctorate, you know?
Yeah.
She's got student loans.
Yeah, definitely.
And so
those are the debts she's paying off.
Yeah, those are the biggest debts. And so her professor hates Aphra, and for some reason, he shows her his private chamber of symbiotes capable of like wiping out civilizations. So Star Wars has Venom now.
Right.
Which is great. But
Marvel, man.
Aphra just ends up like stealing them and then claims to have discovered them herself, which gets her her doctorate in the first place.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what happens in that 10 pages.
And I guess because she didn't like her, he was going to try and prevent her from getting a doctorate.
Yeah.
Because he's like the teacher, you know? Mm-hmm.
But her dad somehow found out about that, and that's what revoked her doctorate. So in issue 2, there's like a flashback of Aphra's father.
This looked a lot like Giancarlo Esposito.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like that?
That is him. That's Gus.
But it's a very like dark world, so he definitely looks like a lot darker. But
yeah, he does. The setting is very dark. But
I'm,
what's his name in Mandalorian? It's like
Moff Gideon.
Moff Gideon. That's such a sick name.
It's a good name.
It's fitting for him.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a flashback of Aphra's father returning home to see that his home is on fire. His wife is dead and Aphra's pissed because she like feels neglected by her father, who's just in this pursuit of some random ass thing, like some that doesn't make sense, essentially.
Do you want me to explain it or something?
I don't. He's trying to find, was the Ordu?
The Ordu Aspectu.
Aspectu. And he's like, why? Why does he want this?
So this is a time where there's no Jedi at all, right?
Correct.
And so I guess he might have been from a time where there was Jedi and there was like light in the universe and order, things like that. He just wants to bring that back.
Sure.
And the last known Jedi that were not killed off that he's aware of
were
the Ordu Aspectu.
So they're like a group.
They're like a cult, kind of, because they're trying to find immortality, basically. They're like Orthodox Jedi.
Okay.
So I imagine it's those people who read those books and like just, you know, do everything by the book or whatever. And they're trying to find like eternal life, basically. And I guess when they were found out by some Sith people or whatever. Jedi? I don't know.
Because they fight the Jedi.
They fight people with lightsabers. We don't know if they're like bad people or good people necessarily.
Oh, okay. I thought that was supposed to be clear that they were Jedi. So that's why I was confused.
Right. So the confusing part about that is, like, when his dad describes it, makes it seem like they're good people and, like, the Sith came after them.
Yeah.
But then Dr. Aphra is like, what if they were, like, as bad as the Sith and the Jedi came after them?
I do like that because it feels like every time someone's speaking about something, it's just something that somebody else told them. So it could just be, like, complete bogus, you know? And she's like, well, what if it, like, happened this way? And there's, like, no way to dispute it.
And then BT's like, he thinks he goes like this.
Yeah. And he puts, like, killer droids in that same story, which I think is really funny. So but, I like that someone's calling out, like, the BS in, like, Star Wars universe.
Yeah. Because
it's just like, you don't know this. There's no empirical evidence, you know.
So someone just told you. Yeah. So basically these guys somehow just teleported their whole temple or whatever.
Yeah.
And no one knows where they went.
They got sucked up into some kind of void. And that's what he's trying to find. He spent his whole life trying to find this.
Yeah, to where it drove away Aphra's mom and Aphra.
Yeah, and so now her dad wants Aphra. They're both Aphras, but I'm just going to keep calling the main character Aphra.
Right.
Her name's like Chili or something.
Chili.
Chili.
Or I don't know, actually.
Shelly, something like that. Probably but Shelly. But he wants Aphra to, like, help him find the Ordu Aspectu. And that's basically what this is. So Aphra kind of just, like, goes along with it anyway. And they eventually go to Yavin 4 to find, like, a temple, but it's overrun by, like, Imperial stormtroopers, and they're like, well, fuck, we gotta figure this out. And that's basically issue two.
Kevok is really good at drawing ships. I like his ships.
I agree. I like definitely the whole Ordu Aspectu. Like, it's cool that there's, like, a city on an asteroid, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
I was like, that's pretty sick.
Or is it an asteroid? I guess it's the size of an asteroid.
Yeah. But yeah, he is good at drawing ships. In, like, space. Like, there's this page in space where...
That's, like...
It's very clearly digitally done. But yeah. I'm like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, no, that was really fun. It's just cool just seeing, like, comics, like, just in, like, a 3D space.
He even does good with, like, Yavin 4, where it's, like, very foresty, you know? He does great with that. Also, this, like, pyramid thing that's on there, it's in the newest LEGO Star Wars game.
Oh, nice.
And it's so confusing to navigate.
Oh, is it?
Because there's a couple of side missions you got to do in there, and it's so big, and you're like, how the fuck do I get to the top? I can't believe you haven't gotten there yet in the game. Have you finished that game?
No.
Okay, it's great.
I know. I like it a lot.
So, yeah, that's issue two. And then going into issue three, and before I even say anything, how sick is this, like, silhouette of an AT-AT or an AT-AT?
Dude, that's like wallpaper.
I know. I'm like, this is, like, the coolest thing. Like, this could be, like, a Twitter header or some shit.
Yeah.
Because it's so cool looking.
Nathan.
It could be a poster.
Do you know the historical significance of Yavin?
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know. What is it?
So the calendar in Star Wars is ABY and BBY. So
before the Battle of Yavin?
Yeah. And then after the Battle of Yavin.
Okay.
So that's, like, episode two, I think.
No, because, like, I think everything on Yavin was in the original trilogy, wasn't it? I don't remember them going to Yavin in the prequel trilogy, but I haven't seen any of the movies in so long.
Oh, wait, no. My bad. So the Battle of Yavin, I guess, is when the first Death Star exploded.
In episode
four.
Four, yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's everything before that is. So they're very.
But this is still ABY 30? Here?
No, I was just guessing. So okay. It's probably like ABY like 2 4. Or something.
Yeah, 2, something like that. I did not know that that's how they looked at time.
Yeah, I don't know why.
They were just like, let's start now.
Yeah, let's just, like, restart. Imagine
if something happened, like, here on Earth, and we're like, let's just use this as, like, a new point.
Maybe if, like, the moon blew up.
Yeah, fair, actually.
That would be like a pretty different world, you know?
Yeah. So it'd be like ABMBU after moon blew up.
After moon go boom.
And then you just count years after that.
Exactly.
So anyway, it's on Yavin 4. They need to go inside this temple on Yavin 4. And Aphra's dad has no idea about anything Star Wars. He's like, there's actually a Death Star and it blew up. And there's no fucking, what was that planet called?
Alderaan?
Yeah, there's no Alderaan anymore. And so, like, he's just like, he's like Jared Leto 2 weeks after COVID started, and he's like, what happened?
I believe that this could happen.
I also believe this.
If you're not, like, up to date on, like, you know, world or universe politics, you know?
I believe that that could happen, yeah.
So,
because he's, you know, been hitting the books or whatever he's been doing to try and find. I discovered that I like Star Wars, but I don't know why.
What?
Because, like, I don't really love any of the movies. And I don't.
That's bizarre. Wait, you're saying you just now decided that you like Star Wars?
No, I'm saying I decided that I like Star Wars, but I've made the discovery that I don't know why, because I don't love 100% any one particular thing in Star Wars.
Lightsabers?
Well, like bodies of works, you know, like there's no movie that I would be like, this is a perfect movie and I would recommend it to anybody necessarily.
Mandalorian season one.
It's like pretty good, but there's like a lot of just like fucking around trying to find one thing after the other, you know?
Revenge of the Sith, Nathan?
It's pretty good.
That's the best.
A little dated.
So good. No, I rewatched it like...
I haven't rewatched that one specifically.
I rewatched it this year. It fucking slaps.
Okay, maybe I'll have to rewatch things.
I guess we gotta...
I like Jedi Fallen Order, you know, but it's like...
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
I'll never play it again.
I might play it again. No. There's a second one. You're not gonna play
the
second one?
Lego Star Wars is the best thing that Star Wars has to offer.
It's all Star Wars.
I know, but they cut out the bullshit, is what I'm saying. They keep only the good stuff.
Four is pretty good if you keep thinking in your head this was made in 1977.
But that's the thing. You have to think about that in your head.
What about, like, did you like Last Jedi?
I did, but there's things I don't like about it for sure.
Sure. Rogue One.
Good point.
Good movie.
Good movie. Yeah. I do like that one.
Gotcha.
Is that one my favorite? It must be my favorite.
Wow.
I think...
That's not even, like, that hot of a take. Most people choose, like, one of the episodes, but that is, like, one of the better ones, for sure.
Yeah, just because it... Yeah, I don't know what it is. But yeah, you're right. There's not really anything I dislike about that movie, I think.
Yeah. Maybe just, like, the Princess Leia CGI, but other than that...
I didn't even, like, think anything of it. I was surprised that it was, like, controversial or whatever on Star Wars Twitter after. I was like... Well, that was pretty good.
Yeah, like, we get it.
Yeah.
But
anyway, I think you proved me wrong. I do like Star Wars, though, but I don't... I think... I was talking to my friends about this, and they
Dude,
think
watch
I'm like...
Andor be, like, awesome,
I
too.
I hope it's great.
Yeah.
Because I am kind of looking forward to it. But, like, I enjoy a lot... I can find things to enjoy about every Star Wars thing, but there's not a lot that I wholeheartedly love. And I think that Rogue One is probably, like, the only one, you know?
Yeah, you didn't like all the Visions episodes. And
no.
You didn't watch much of
I only
Clone
like
Wars.
The punk rock one. Which people hate.
No, I like the one with the band.
Yeah, the band. That was just such a bizarre thing for Star Wars to produce.
It was.
And that's what I liked about it. I was like, this is insane.
What about, like, Darth Vader?
It's a pretty good comic, yeah.
You didn't finish it either.
I didn't finish it.
I could think about this for a while, probably.
Yeah. Like, but. I didn't love this. I think... This is part of the reason why I was like, do I like Star Wars? But like, I do.
You definitely have to not like this book if you're questioning like an entire franchise altogether.
Kieran Gillen made me question my love for Star Wars. Which is like... because I was
Kieran Gillen's like the first writer for Star Wars where I'm like... Not everything in Star Wars is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like there's
be like, oh, this is the bad Star Wars. You know what I mean? This is good though. I like this.
I enjoyed it, I guess. Anyway, where were we? They need to get into a temple on Yavin 4 and they're like, Kersantan, go start killing people so we can get in. That's what happens. And I love every action scene with Kersantan in it, especially when Kev Walker does it.
Yeah.
Because he just makes Kersantan so fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Kersantan we've read in comics so far, which is that Obi-Wan one, was just him trying to fight one guy, and it didn't go very well, it seemed.
Yeah.
But I like this Kersantan just mowing down people. There's at one point he rips off the like gun of a walker and he uses it to gun down people. And I'm like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen, right?
Yeah.
So
super badass.
That's a Star Wars thing I do like. A Star Wars thing I don't like is that the Afras go into this temple and they're like, I have these crystals. And then they put the crystals in like this formation on the ground. Nothing happens. And then a light shines on them. And then they all of a sudden know where to go to find the Ordu for some reason.
Hold on. Let me skip to that bit.
The only thing that happens is that they put the crystals in the ground. Nothing happens for like a minute. And then the light shines on them. And that's just significant for some reason. I'm not sure why. I don't know what that brought to the story.
Oh, dude. All the fucking temples are shining to one place.
That's what it is? Okay, so to me, that looked like the sun shining on them and just one of the rays was hitting them.
No, because there's a couple other temples that the lights are like...
Okay, well, I'm stupid, but even still, Actually, no, that's pretty good, I think.
There's a bit where Triple Zero is like, I don't know where we're going, but the older Afro model says to go this way or whatever. Because he's talking
oh,
about...
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
Little droid humor there.
Yeah. There's also a sick line where it doesn't work for a second. And Afra is like, if you loved living people half as much as you love dead things, you'd be the best dad in the world. And I was like, that is a sick burn, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Because he's like obviously so obsessed about, you know, the archaeology of it all.
Yeah.
And she's like, you love this so much that you're a bad dad. And he can't really argue it. And I was like, that's fucking cold. So, good line.
My favorite part is coming up here where... So the Imperials see the light shining on the temple.
Yeah.
So they all start heading there.
They're
right?
Like, oh, this Wookiee's neck is killing us as diversion. So they go to the temple. Right.
And so they're all like running because the Imperials are after them. And then BT like tries to slow them down and just drops a couple grenades.
And he's like, it'll slow them down if they're dead. And I do love that page. I'm like, I just love.
She's like, yes, I agree. Being dead should slow them down.
Yeah, that part was pretty fun.
Because it's like so precious, but he's so
cute, you know?
Yeah,
he's
so brutal.
He's so cute, but so brutal.
Yeah.
He just has grenades, you know? Which I think is funny. And then
how does he replenish those? I thought about that.
Just gets a new Afra, puts them in. I don't know.
Loads them up.
Or maybe like Triple Zero packs them up. But I like that Triple Zero and BT are homies, because when they're trying to run away, BT like... puts out like little bike pegs basically for him like stand on.
Oh yeah, he turned into a scooter.
Yeah, he turned into a scooter and they both like scoot away that
this
way.
This is fucking genius.
I think that was so...
Why is this amazing. Not normal Star Wars?
It should be. I think that'd be hilarious if R2-D2 pulls up and he throws out some bike pegs.
If they did that like in, I don't know, the next Star Wars where like R2's in it,
yeah.
People would be like, where the fuck was that? Like the last 9 episodes.
But that happened in the prequels where he just has like a jetpack that he can... go and fly across things, so it's not like that's never happened before.
Call them upgrades,
because in the prequels,
or get new parts.
No, in the prequels, he had that jetpack thing
where he can fly,
where he could like basically float and hover.
Uh-huh.
But it never happens in the original trilogy.
Oh, you know, budget and stuff, and probably didn't think about it. Well, yeah, it's Jedi
like lore wise.
Yeah.
You know,
there's tons of that.
Yeah, like the Jedi
doing flips and stuff.
No, the Jedi force dash.
Oh.
They did it one time in like episode 1.
Yeah.
And it would have been helpful when he was chasing after Darth Maul and he's getting stopped by those like panels of lasers, whatever those were.
The laser walls.
Just force dash.
Yeah.
So I like the joke. I can't remember who said it. I think it was Weekly Planet. And they're like, maybe everyone just gets one. And they use their one at that one moment.
Yeah.
And I like that idea.
They're tired forever.
Yeah. So yeah, the sunlight shines on the Imperials. They run away and the Afras escape. Like that part of the temple, but they don't have time to grab the crystals and they get cornered by the Imperials and they escape because Kersantan, the man that he is, he brings up the Archangel ship and then they all jump on it and leave. So
you know what really makes something a good piece of Star Wars content?
When they have to escape on a ship?
No, when there's an AT-AT.
Oh, dude.
They're so sick.
I love AT-ATs.
When they were like on some sort of like cliff or something of the temple, and this shit, it's like eye level with which is like the worst fucking place ever.
Yeah,
if you're against the AT-AT, you know.
And like I thought of this like because I was like, oh, eye level, that's pretty fun. And then I'm like, the pilots of the AT-ATs have to be looking like down at all times. Like they have to like be downwards at like a 45 degree
their
angle.
Their posture's got to be shit.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have better back muscles because of it, because they have to like keep themselves up.
Probably. And then they're like, finally.
But like, it's not a very ergonomical piece of fighting equipment, you know?
Well, if you're in like a chair and it's like drilled to the ground and the head just moves down, you're basically just...
Like your whole body's
you're normal.
Shifting forward, unless you're strapped in pretty well, but I've never seen anybody wearing a seatbelt.
You also got to like, yeah, you got to hold yourself up almost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like...
Yeah, unless you're in like a fucking roller coaster.
So like the pilots of this AT-AT, they're like, oh, thank fuck, you know, like they're eye level with me.
Yeah, and they still don't kill them, but like they miss and then shoot the Imperials behind them.
Oh, that was good.
Which is, I'm like, oh, that's handy.
That's good Star Wars action.
Good Star Wars.
And so in space, they hyper jump. What is it called? When they do the thing, the hyperspace jump,
hyperspeed.
They go hyperspeed.
jump into hyperspeed?
Sure. They do that to the coordinates where all the temples were shining, I guess.
Yeah.
Are they just like eyeballing that? Or do they get coordinates somehow?
It's about like it's like kind of like that way.
They go
over there. I guess it would still be shining, you know, because they didn't do anything to stop it.
I guess, yeah.
But no, they took one of the crystals out, so no, that wouldn't still be shining.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I guess in the general direction, they're like, oh, that's where this other place is.
That's insane. How do they know how far to go?
It's a fantastic question.
Because lights stop. It doesn't travel on for forever.
Light?
Light.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, there's like photons that like, well, yeah, it does.
We can see shit that's light years away. How would it just stop?
If it,
we have light that hasn't gotten to us yet.
Maybe you're right. I guess in space, technically. Because the way I'm thinking of it, I guess it would be atmosphere that would stop like a light photon.
Sure.
So I guess in space, there's none of that. So I guess it could just keep going for forever. So what are they doing? Are they just like hyperspace jumping, whatever it's called, next to the light? And they're like, oh shit, it stopped. And they like turn around or like what's the deal there?
I guess if it was aiming at a planet, then it would stop.
I like to think that the lights pointing to the whatever it's called, the Ordu, is like shining on the planet, like when like a random reflection of the sun hits you in the eye and they're like, oh fuck,
like
turn it away. But anyway, so the hyperspace jump, they get to the Citadel of Ruhr, and they're like, oh, it's a civilization on an asteroid. And they get there and they discover a bunch of Jedi skeletons and they're like, oh fuck,
it's a graveyard, Nathan.
It's a graveyard, pretty much. This Citadel looks amazing.
Is that so sick?
It's like, it is really cool, and I'm like, this is fucking amazing. So that part was cool to see, and I do like a good Jedi skeleton. I think that's pretty fun. So and then so issue 5, the captain of like the Empire is like close behind them and they're following the same light path, and Dr. Aphra loots like one of the Jedi corpses for a lightsaber, as she would. I would too.
Oh, that's where she got it. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, because she's trying to like sell shit. And
I bet she
like,
just had it.
No, she picks it up here and her dad's like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, what? I gotta like make money, you know?
Yeah.
And so they come upon like a sealed door that they have to get into, but then they start getting attacked by stormtroopers and they find like this force bridge that they run across, and then they get to like the computer core of this asteroid, which I don't understand, but whatever. And
the troops are running on the force bridge and then they turn it off and then they'll fall.
That's good.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I like
okay,
that.
Okay. So computers or machines can make force stuff.
They can create life support and create force stuff, I guess. This is not a concept that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But I think, were there force bridges in Jedi Fallen Order? Did you beat that game?
Yeah.
I feel like there was a force bridge at some point.
I'm sure there's tons of bridges.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like, just call it something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're like, maybe they're trying to say force field, but they said like force bridge. Doesn't mean it's made by the force, like a person.
It's like when Batman names his utility things.
Yeah.
It's like the Bat-arang and the bat scooter or whatever.
The bat rope.
The bat rope.
Yeah. Doesn't look like a bat at all.
Yeah.
It's just what they call it.
And so, yeah, so they go across the force bridge and they're like, there's a computer here. Maybe we should go to the computer.
Okay.
And
let me stop you there real quick. Sorry.
This is where I started to get really confused, if you can't tell.
I put a pin in the computer part.
Okay.
So my only complaint is that the architecture of this book, of this part, I guess necessarily, is kind of confusing. Like as far as like where they are, you know, where they're going. Like normally it's kind of clear. Like, oh, that's the thing. They go to the thing.
Yeah, that's
like
all Star
when
Wars.
When they turn the bridge on, I didn't realize that a bridge was turned on, you know, until someone said it.
Yeah.
Now that I go back, I'm like, yeah, okay, that's the thing now. And there's, so it was very confusing to see what they were doing and where they were trying to go. Like normally in my head, you're able to kind of paint a picture, like kind of a bird's eye view of like where people are and what's happening, but this one is just kind of shaky for me.
Yeah, I think the spacing of everything is a bit weird. Also, are they just like at the bottom of this asteroid? Because like below them is just space. Like if you fell down, you're just in space now, you know?
Yeah,
so that part I wasn't sure about. But anyway, Aphra has a crystal that they place into the computer to like reboot, and then there's like this green mystic entity that pops up, saying that he is Rur, and he like can possess droids.
Eternal Rur.
Eternal Rur. This is a bad name for a Star Wars character, by the way. Rur.
Maybe we'll pronounce it
Rur, maybe? Rur. Rur. It's R U R. Like, what do you want from me? You know? A better name is Infila from the Darth Vader book. Remember him? Chick-fil-A?
Chicken Filla.
Yeah. I think that's a much better name. But anyway, so Rur is Rur is Rur's the leader of whatever this is that they're looking for, right?
The Ordu Inspectu. Ordu Inspectu.
Citadel of Rur.
You're trying so hard to make it not sound stupid.
There's a Citadel of Rur.
Okay.
And there's a Rur guy, and Rur is the leader of the Ordu.
Right. He was like the main guy.
Yeah. And so all of that group of people in the Ordu were just trying to become immortal. That was like their whole goal.
Yeah.
And then they died. And so,
what
Daddy
happened?
Afro is just trying to figure out why.
Yeah. So right before this, Krisantan like somehow got around the Imperials and just stole the Archangel and like flew away.
That's nice.
Which I thought was funny. Because he's like, fuck this.
Was he trying to dip?
He dipped.
Oh, that's funny.
But anyway, so they're like, what time? Or he's like, what? When is it? And they're like,
oh, yeah, he's trying to figure out. Yeah, this is the last
issue. What year is it? And we are in that last issue?
Yeah, I guess now. Because he doesn't talk to them until like the sixth issue. But yeah, so Aphra strikes a deal with Eternal Rur to tell him like what time they are in if he just tells them what happened to the Citadel. And so Rur tried to, for some reason, he tried to create a copy of his consciousness, but instead moved his consciousness into the computer thing while somehow an evil entity took over his body and then started the war with the Jedi or whatever happened.
Yeah, the false Rur.
Where did this evil entity come from?
I don't know.
How did he move his consciousness into a computer?
He said he was like putting all of his knowledge into the computer, and somehow,
you know, I get that. But how do you accidentally plug yourself in? You know,
I don't know.
And then what takes over?
So
that I don't understand.
I don't know. But yeah, all the other people in the Ordu like found out what he was doing and was trying to like stop him somehow. But the Eternal Rur that was able to just like connect to all these droids via Bluetooth or something.
Yeah, they're all connected on
Bluetooth. And he killed all the, he calls them organics. So he killed all the people.
I like that.
All the Jedi. I'm like, that's fun. And so now he's like this face, this like cloud face, and he controls the
droids.
The droids.
And Aphra says like what time they're in, is like thousands of years after last thing he remembers for Rur. And so he gets angry and he starts attacking them, and then Aphra has to like group up with the Imperials for a little bit so that they can all survive together, and then they escape on like the ship that Krisantan took. Is that what it is?
No, the only Imperial ship.
Okay, it's just a different Imperial ship.
The only Imperial ship.
Correct, the one that they took.
They didn't take a ship. Well,
how did they get there? It was an Imperial ship.
The Archangel.
No. Yeah. But how did the Imperials get there on that Imperial ship that they end up taking? Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And so after they leave, which like, I don't know.
Like the asteroid like blows up because she takes like some crystal.
She takes the crystal out of the computer and then it like self-destructs or something.
I think that's supposed to be like the hard drive or the,
Sure.
Yeah.
That works.
Is that supposed to have,
if you take out a hard drive, the computer doesn't explode, but it's a close enough analogy.
Yeah, I mean, it's got all the memory on it.
Yeah. But, okay, that's fair.
Because that's supposed to have all the secrets, and they're talking about, like, oh, it's got so much knowledge, but there's so much evil in it. What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to some place where they have, like, safety deposit boxes or something.
Yeah, it's like a big space bank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they're like,
and we'll put it in there.
We'll put this crystal in there. And then later, Aphra's like, okay, well, I did the thing. Can I have my doctorate back? And then her dad's like, yep, you did a good job. And then she's like, actually, I took the real crystal.
Yeah.
And I gave him a fake crystal.
She just kind of, she pays off her debts, which is cool. She meets with, Krisantan just meets and she's like not pissed. which is crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, I get it. You have to save your own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, let's go sell this super dangerous shit.
Yeah. Which is a pretty solid setup, I think, for the next trade.
Yeah.
I just don't know anything about this crystal, you know, and I don't know anything about the journey that it took for them to get the crystal. And I'm still very confused about everything in like the last two issues, essentially.
Right. Well, I thought was funny is like Rur, he takes over like an Imperial droid, and the droid like tries to like choke her while they're on the Imperial thing. And she just like zooms away and it like loses connection because it's like, yeah, I'm like, oh, they're out of range.
It's like
now?
A proximity thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't
Bluetooth
just,
device like, out of range.
You can't just like Bluetooth some headphones to your phone and then chuck your phone off a bridge. It's not going to still work.
So like the captain that was with them, the Imperial captain,
yeah,
they just like drop her off on some random planet.
Which is nice and instead of killing her.
Yeah. And her reasoning is because she's cute. And I'm like, I like that.
Yeah.
I like Why not? She's got cool little face mechanics.
Face tech.
Yeah, face tech.
But yeah, that's the book. So let's go into Back Matter Matters, Daniel.
Back Matter Matters.
It's just covers.
Oh, she uses the lightsaber and like cuts up like the droids, you know?
Yeah, she uses it to like help.
To escape, to get out of there.
Yeah, self-destruct, which is fun.
But anyway, Back Matter Matters.
We got some good covers. We got Salvador LaRocca. He's done more Star Wars stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what.
Neither do I.
Sarah Pacelli. She's amazing. Do you know her?
I think so.
She did a lot of Ultimate Spider-Man with Bendis, specifically the Miles stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Because at the beginning it was Bagley, and then later, eventually, Pacelli got to do Miles stuff.
Cool.
She also did that weird Spider-Man series that was written by J.J. Abrams' son. Do you remember when that happened?
Junior Abrams?
Junior Abrams, yeah.
I have no clue.
That was like a 5-issue thing that happened.
Huh.
And she's done something else too, but she's a great artist.
Did they advertise it? Like, J.J. Abrams' son.
On the cover, it said Abrams Pacelli.
Okay.
And then when you look up and you're like, it's J.J. Abrams writing a Spider-Man comic, it's like, J.J. Abrams' son is writing this and J.J. Abrams is like helping.
Yeah.
But like, not actually writing anything. So it was just a... It was like three covers, so whatever. What would you rate this book, Daniel?
Yeah, I rated it a love it. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
I could see myself reading more. I guess after analyzing with you, I can see that there are some issues with it.
Yeah.
I don't really like overanalyze Star Wars because that makes people mad, and I've seen people get mad over that. So I just kind of was chugging through it and then trying to enjoy myself, and I did. And there's some cool stuff in there. Enough cool stuff for me to give it a love it.
I know that there's another Dr. Aphra series at some point.
Like another volume?
There's another run.
Is it not by Kieran Gillen?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it might be, actually, which is strange. But like, I would be open to like reading more because I'd like this idea of Dr. Aphra. I think she's a good like character.
She can uncover like so much stuff in the Star Wars universe that people just like don't talk about, like the whole archaeological thing.
You know? Like the archaeology stuff I think is really interesting.
Alyssa Wong is writing or did a trade or something.
Oh, okay. She's the one that's
with Sarah Pacelli.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, Sarah Pacelli like drew?
It's what it says.
Dr. Aphra?
I think so.
That's surprising to me, but...
Does she mostly just do covers now?
I feel like, yeah, she's like one of those artists that are like super good.
Yeah, so it might just be this trade, but yeah, there's like a 2020 run of Dr. Aphra.
Oh, hell
this
yeah.
one is the 2016 run.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'd probably just rate it like a tall.
Okay. Tall what?
I'm trying to think.
Black coffee. For all the black characters in this.
I don't know. What would I... Because it's like different from like the norm of like Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like something different than what I normally get, which is normally coffee. So maybe it'd just be like...
An Americano.
No, like one of their other drinks. Like the... Don't they have like a... Like one of the lemonades or whatever.
That they do. A refresher?
Yeah, sure.
Because you find this book very refreshing?
No.
You find it very sweet?
I was confused. What's a drink that would confuse me?
Chai tea latte?
Okay, that's what this is to me.
Okay.
Like, it's good.
But you're like, is this tea? Or is it coffee? There's milk in it, you know?
Yeah, but it's hot?
A little spicy?
That's exactly what this book is to me.
Have you ever had a chai tea latte?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I think they're so good.
I think they're pretty tasty. That's
my preferred way of enjoying autumn, you know, like fall drinks, but it's still like cold because it's still hot here.
Yeah.
You know, not like an iced pumpkin latte, that'd be ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like the spice from the chai tea is like just enough.
That's like the best drink to like sip from, I feel like.
Oh yeah, definitely a sip.
You're not chugging a chai tea, you know.
You chug an iced tea,
cold brew. Can
cold, yeah,
yeah. Anyway, let's go into our last segment, the poll list. Colin,
shove it in your box.
The poll list. The poll list. What did you shove in your box?
You know, I went to Atomic Comics this week for the first time because I moved in my new place.
You haven't been there before?
Well, to pick up... No, I've been there one time. I went with you.
Okay. I was like, were we not there together?
Yeah, but I went... Like, it's so weird driving to a mall to go pick up comics.
Oh, dude, you have to, like, find mall parking now.
It's such a pain in the ass. Also, like, with the way that it's, like,
you should just go that oriented. pickup parking or, like, the...
Oh, I should.
And then just put on your hazards and then just go grab them real quick.
I really should, because it was a real bummer parking in the mall parking lot and then walking around the building, because the entrance doesn't face the parking lot. It faces like inwards. So I was like,
you should just like, they should have a back door.
I agree. I'm like, I wish I could just go in this way. Like, give me a key. You know. But anyway, I went and their shipments were delayed, so I didn't really get anything.
Oh, that's fucked.
But I did pick up World's Finest number 6 or whatever the most recent one is, because I didn't.
You didn't have it before?
I didn't have the most recent one.
Now you're making me panic.
I think it's five.
I don't know if I have it or not.
I don't remember what it was. It was like a Robin cover. So I picked that up.
I have 6.
Okay, yeah. 6 is the one I...
I have the swimsuit cover.
That's amazing. I didn't see a swimsuit cover. And since I'm going to go like pick up... He said they were going to be there at some point today, so I might go to like tomorrow or Friday. But our silver coin comes out. And yeah, you know who 14? Wrote... Yeah, do you know who wrote this one?
R.L. Stein.
No, it's the writer of The Good Asian.
Oh, yeah. What's his name, dude?
Pornsack Pichichote.
Yeah.
Pichichote or something.
Pichote or something. Yeah. I don't know.
And so I'm really excited about that because I really enjoyed The Good Asian. But so I'll pick up stuff tomorrow. But
that is very
since
cool.
I wasn't picking up anything today and I wanted to spend money on comics, I really like how they have structured this comic book store. Because right when you walk in, there's like YA stuff like just to your right that immediately like catches your eye.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so I was like looking around there. It had like some of the YA like DC stuff that has been coming out and all that. And I'm like, this is good for like new readers who just want to like pick something up, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that this had come out yet, but it was in like the same preview issue from Image that the Clementine preview was in. And there's another book in there called... Everyday Hero Machine Boy.
Good name.
That I read like the first couple pages of and I was blown away by it.
Oh.
And so I picked that up and this is what it looks like. It's like a trade. It's like,
oh, I've seen that. I haven't read the title, because I bet if I read the title, I'm like, what a great name.
It really is. And so
it's got, I got really gives excited. Like too much coffee man like vibes.
Yeah, exactly. So I picked that up and I'm really excited to read it. So
nice. Yeah, you have to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got then?
Yeah, because I couldn't really pick up anything else. But
for sure. Predator number 2 was $3.99, so I ended up getting that one. Because nice. The first one was $5. So normally I look at my notes and I write down the things I'm going to get. I don't know if this actually comes out this week, but I didn't look at my notes, and so I didn't get Jurassic League 5.
Ooh.
I think that's supposed to come out this week.
Okay.
I thought I looked at the titles. And nothing like jumped at me because I'm like, maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah.
But I got Do a Power Bomb number 4.
Ooh, I got to pick that up.
And then 10,000 Black Feathers number 1.
Oh, you're right. That did come out.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm spending a lot of money on comics this week then.
Yeah. I mean,
I already picked up another trade.
It was a pretty light week because I got a trade and it's our book for next week.
Oh, cool.
Spoilers.
Justice Society of America.
Yeah, the next age. This shit's only $14.99. I was like, cop.
Let me see.
Because
this just looks fun.
Doesn't it look cool? It's got a cool cover.
Yeah. Bring comics back to this. Is that an Alex Ross cover?
I think so. Because it looks like it, you know?
It's definitely Alex Ross, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty cool. Love that.
Because you have to buy it on Comixology.
Yeah.
And it's $10. And I just looked. Because every week I just look to see if they have it. Decide if I wanted a physical copy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with Jeff Johns. And this one's only $5 more. So I'm like, that's worth it.
Pretty neat.
And it is a light week. Did you read anything?
No. Had zero time to read or watch anything. So I didn't even watch The Hulk.
Really?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You motherfucker.
Very busy.
Great.
Did you like it?
You're just going to listen to me talk.
Okay. Talk about what you liked.
Yeah, probably second best episode other than the first one.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was worried because it seemed like the end of the last episode where they wrapped up the Abomination trial. I was like, they could like go anywhere from here now.
Yeah, so they have like kind of a issue of the week kind of episode, but then it also sets up what probably either the next episode and potentially the rest of the season will be. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, other than that, I read Batman 127. Mm-hmm. Did you read that?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. So this is like the, I don't know what to call it, but it's like the issue, you know, like you're just like, I know what you're trying to do here.
Okay.
And I like it. And so I'm going to keep buying this book because of this issue.
Okay,
I now see the vision
okay.
of what Chip Zdarsky is trying to do. Because the last two, I was like, okay.
I think it's fun, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, this looks great. I don't know what he's trying to do here. But this issue, I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised that he brought back that weird Batman. What's his name?
Zur-En-Ah or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I fuck with this because I haven't seen that in a while.
I was like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
Because that was a cool thing where I'm like, oh, so he's like also trying to play with like stuff in Batman's past.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that that was like introduced in like Batman R.I.P. by Grant Scott Morrison? Snyder?
Oh. No, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I did know that actually.
Yeah, there's a little editor's note. I'm like, ooh, I learned something today.
Ooh.
Ooh,
very fun.
So that I read that today because you were going to be late.
Wow. Blame me about it. Zur-En-Ah.
Zur-En-Ah?
Zur-En-Ah is okay. What it is. Yeah.
I got.
I'm gonna look it up.
I started watching the new season of Rick and Morty. I didn't realize
it came. Did that come out already?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
There's two episodes out.
Oh.
Yeah. One came out. It comes out on Sundays. It's on Hulu. So you can.
Oh, hell yeah.
You don't have to like go on like.
I don't have to torrent it somewhere, allegedly.
Or, yeah, so. That's I just cool. want to go over some of the things. They're not spoilers, but
yeah,
things that like I thought were fun. So the first episode, Rick does something to where they're all reverted back to their original universes. You know how they, if they fuck up a universe, they just go to another one?
Yeah. He just like fixes it?
No, he fucks something up. No, it's not. Nothing's fixed. That's the problem.
Oh, he just goes back.
To go back to their fucked up universes that they like left behind.
Oh.
And so that was really fun.
Okay. I like that.
And for some reason, I don't even know the context where it makes sense, but Jerry like references DKR.
Like Dark Knight Rises?
Dark Knight Returns.
Returns, I mean?
Yes. And I was like...
Jesus. Wait, how? How do you know it's like...
Because he says Dark Knight Returns. He says Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns. Like verbatim. Cool. I'm like, what? I should have rewinded it to get the full context.
Yeah.
But it's also been a long time since I read that. So it was like, even if I did rewind it, I probably wouldn't even.
So he mentions a thing that happens in that book?
I guess. Or I guess something in his life parallels to that. And I thought it was just so bizarre.
That's funny.
Oh, and then the Dink plays like the villain in the second episode, which is fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you think it's going to shape up to be a good season?
So the second episode wasn't that great, but, you know, there's like hit and misses, you know, sure. But you still like enjoy it overall.
I feel like I just finished like the last season not too long ago.
Oh, you did? I figured you never finished it.
No, I did end up watching it because I saw that it was on Hulu. And so I did watch all of it and thought it was pretty fun, I guess.
It'd probably be good to rewatch the last episode just because like it really picks up. Mm-hmm. Continuity wise, I just kind of like went with it. I'm like, yeah, sure. They're kind of explaining what's happening.
Yeah. Okay. But that's fun.
Anyway, good stuff. Glad that it's back. Yeah. Did you know the Rick and Morty comic?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Nah, it's fine.
Because we have stuff lined up. Like what we're reading next week, Daniel.
What are we gonna read next week?
Nathan, we're reading this. We're reading JSA, Justice Society of America.
Because Black Adam's coming out and there's no good Black Adam stuff that we want to read.
Or it's not out yet but at the time we're recording this.
Yeah. So
it's called The Next Age by Jeff Johns, Dale Eaglesham.
Dale Eaglesham? Eaglesham?
Eaglesham. Art Thibbert. Roy Jose.
We'll practice that before the next episode.
Nathan will say it next episode. Alrighty. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Did we got a kind of swift episode? We love it. We need to start taking more time with these things.
I like these crisper ones.
We need more segments, Nathan.
What are we gonna add?
Did you watch anything?
Nothing, dude.
Literally nothing.
Literally, I didn't do anything. I didn't have internet for 2 days.
Did I tell you about Severance?
No. Did you get fired from your job?
No. The show Severance. I told you about that last episode, I think.
What was it about?
It's got Adam Scott in it.
Yes, you did tell me about it. Yeah, the job. Yeah, you live at your job and you can't remember outside your job.
Yeah, dude, that shit ended on like the biggest fucking cliffhanger.
Hell yeah.
And I'm furious because it was 9 episodes. I'm like, oh, there must be 10. And then when 9 ended,
I love that.
It's like, try this show. I'm like, fuck you.
I'm not trying any show.
Yeah. Give me more.
I'm not watching anything else until you resolve this.
Because it was so set up to where, like, if they just had one more episode,
perfect,
they could end the show. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But they're not. And I'm furious because that show came out, like, this year.
Wow.
And so I have to wait, I don't know, probably next year for it to come out.
Huh. I'm trying to think, like, what did I do this last week for myself?
Just move, I guess.
When I didn't have internet for a couple days, because cock sucks sometimes.
Most of the time.
I was like, what can I even do? Because I couldn't like stream anything. I didn't want to watch anything on my phone. And so I was like, I'll just play a video game that I don't need multiplayer for, which is very rare for me sometimes.
Sure.
And so I tried playing games that I had downloaded. Like there's really just funky game that I started like halfway through or that I got like halfway through. I tried playing it and I figured out that I couldn't play any games digitally that I purchased. So I had to go and look at my disc collection, which is very limited. And I popped in Assassin's Creed Revelations. And it's like one of the best games to me of like all time.
Is that like the third or fourth one?
It's like the fourth one.
Okay.
Technically, I have the Ezio collection, but I wanted to play Assassin's Creed Revelations specifically within there.
Uh-huh.
And that game's great. And then also something I did for my entertainment is I was playing more Super Auto Pets, that random mobile. It's like a Steam game, but also like a mobile game. There's an animal in this game called the sloth.
Yeah, and it's like doesn't have any powers or something like that, and you're trying to win with
the sloth? It's the hardest. Yeah, it's a 1 in 10,000 chance that you get him.
Did you get him again?
I got him again.
Nice.
Did you win? It is like everybody's like goal to try and win with a sloth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was just yours.
No. It's like a thing in the game. Everybody gets like really excited when they see a sloth. But what's shitty about it is that my win rate in that game, which will give you the achievement, is like 2% of like all the games that I play.
Oh.
So I strike out a lot. And so I got really scared. Luckily, I got the sloth early. I stopped playing on the turn that I was on. I screenshotted it. I posted it to a Reddit. And I'm like, I need help. And the community for that game is pretty amazing.
Wait, you're able to pause the game?
You can just stop and pick it up whenever. Like, it's a turn-based game.
So you're not playing anybody. I thought you were playing people.
You are. When you are ending your turn, you're playing against someone random that's also on the same turn as you.
Okay.
And so you can just stop playing, and when you pick it back up and you hit, you know, end turn to go into the fight, you just get matched with somebody that also is in the same, like, turn, like...
So you're not fighting someone for like however many turns.
It's not a like a 1v1 thing or anything. It's like it's literally
so every turn could be a different opponent.
It is a different opponent every turn.
And so you win the turn?
Yeah. The goal is to get 10 wins.
Yeah.
To have your 5 pets be better than the other 5 pets on whatever turn you're on 10 times.
Okay.
You could lose, you could draw, you can win. So you can just stop and pick it up whenever. Like you can play on your phone, pick it up on your computer if you want. You just have to sign into your same account. So I'm just halted in this game. I screenshot it and I was like, I need help. because I'm not good at this game.
Yeah.
And I feel like that my team was on like a downward slope. And there's like a guy that's like a pretty much a pro at this game. And all he does is he helps people win their sloth game. And I've coordinated a Discord call with him to try and win my sloth game. And I'm so scared because the first time I found a sloth, I was like, I've never seen you before and you suck. So I just skipped right past him. I had no idea like how rare that was. Like some people will play like hundreds of hours and never see a sloth.
Yeah.
So hopefully I win.
That's hilarious.
I know, but it's like something I'm really frightened about and I haven't touched the game since.
Have you talked to the dude?
I like joined his Discord and we're finding a time to like have me screen share and he'll be like, okay, buy this pet, you know, level him up, give him a pair, you know.
I like how you are getting a coach.
I am.
For this mobile
He's coaching
game.
Me. I'm Creed. and Sylvester Stallone is going to coach me to win.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I'm super nervous about that. Hopefully I win, but
that's fucking hilarious.
It's not guaranteed. But
can you imagine trying to explain your excitement for this game to like dad?
I tried explaining it to my actual gamer friends and they flamed me for like 20 minutes because I was telling them about it yesterday and they're like, so you're a mobile gamer now? And I'm like, I don't understand. But
like, no, it's on Steam too.
It sucks because like I'm the only person I know that plays this game and it's so good. It seems
like something that like Parker would fucking love.
I feel like he would if he tried because we were both really into Hearthstone and I think it's kind of like the excitement I feel for this game is like twice what I felt for playing Hearthstone and I played a lot of Hearthstone. So I feel like he would really enjoy it because he was super into that too.
Gotcha.
But anyway, that's like the gamer thing that happened to me this week.
Good update.
So hopefully I'll come back next week with a sloth victory.
Fair enough.
Anyway, that's the show.
All right. Thanks for watching. Go look at all the stuff on the link tree. Like, follow, subscribe, stuff like that.
Yep.
If you're watching, keep doing that. If you're listening, go watch.
100%.
Thank you.
Let us know what you want us to read as well.
We love those.
Yeah, via Twitter, via email, whatever. Just let us know.
TreyWeirdersPod@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right, goodbye.
Peace.